News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. 4 days after the Lakhimpur Kheri violence in which 4 farmers, 3 BJP workers and a journalist were killed, the prime accused and son of Union Minister Ajay Mishra Teni, Ashish, alias Monu Bhaiya, has been served a notice by the Uttar Pradesh police and he has been summoned for questioning at 10 a.m. on Friday in the Crime Branch Office, Reserve Police Lines, Kheri. A notice has been served to Mishra under Sections 147, 148, 149, 279, 338, 304A, 302 and 120B of the Indian Penal Code. The notice has been pasted regarding the case in Tikunya. Ashish has been asked to appear in person and to present written and oral and electronic evidence and record his statement. In a major twist in the case, the police have stated that during the inspection of the incident site by forensic experts, 2 used cartridges of 315 bore were recovered from one of the cars involved in the violence, after which the site was checked thoroughly with a metal detector. News 18 has learned that official instructions have now been issued to secure the crime scene and place guards to protect evidence at the site. UP DGP Mukul Goyal told News 18 that the investigation is proceeding in the right direction. We have arrested 2 people. We have also issued an appeal to people to share with us any evidence, electronic or otherwise, that they have. Any video should be shared with the probe team, he said. Farmer groups have alleged that bullets were fired by the fleeing BJP workers at Tikunya on October 3 to help Ashish Mishra escape. The post-mortem report, as per sources, has ruled out death by bullet injuries, but sources say the probe team has not ruled out the possibility entirely yet. Post-mortem report ruling out gunshot wound, but our probe on murder charges will continue. It has to be investigated if the car hit the people knowingly. If motive is established, then a murder case is made out, a top source said. Meanwhile, the police have also issued an official statement over the entire case on Thursday and stated that apart from one accused, names of 6 other people have come to light, out of which 3 have died on the spot during the violence. The other 2 accused, namely Love Kishore, son of Raj Kishore and a resident of Banvirpur village in Lakhimpur Kheri, and Ashish Pandey, son of Ram Gopal and a resident of Taranagar in Nighasan, have been arrested. The UP police have also constituted a 9-member monitoring committee led by DIG headquarters Upendra Agarwal in the case. Earlier on Thursday, the Uttar Pradesh government entrusted the responsibility of investigation of the case to Justice Pradeep Kumar Srivastava, retired judge of the Allahabad High Court. Judge Srivastava, who retired from judicial service at the end of last month, will investigate the matter and submit his report to the government in the next 2 months. In the incidents of violence in Lakhimpur, along with the death of 4 farmers, 3 BJP workers and a local journalist also lost their lives. The opposition parties were constantly demanding a probe from the government regarding this. Meanwhile, Samajwadi Party National President Akhilesh Yadav reached Lakhimpur Kheri on Thursday and met the families of the deceased farmers and the journalist and expressed his condolences. After meeting the relatives of deceased farmer Lovepreet in Palia, journalist Raman Kashyap in Nighasan and Naksht Singh in Dhaurara, Akhilesh Yadav said that the victims' families want justice. The SP chief said, "There is arrogance in the government. Why have the named accused not been arrested so far? We have hope from the Supreme Court. Only the Supreme Court will help the poor and then only the truth will come out. Samajwadi parties with the families of the victims. If the Samajwadi government is formed, maximum help will be given to the victims." A Mumbai court on Thursday sent Aryan Khan, the son of Bollywood actor Shah Rukh Khan, and 7 others in 14-day judicial custody in connection with the alleged seizure of banned drugs from a cruise ship off the Mumbai coast. Their bail applications will be heard on Friday, the court said. The Narcotics Control Bureau had sought an extension of their NCB custody, but the request was not granted. Aryan Khan, Munmun Thamicha and Arbaz Merchant were arrested by the NCB on October 3 following a raid on a Goa-bound cruise ship, while the other five were arrested the next day. They were produced before Additional Chief Metropolitan Magistrate R.M. Nedlikar at the end of their earlier remand. The court sent them in judicial custody even as the probe agency sought extension of remand till October 11. The Khasi, a mountain gorilla who famously posed for a selfie with a ranger at Congo's Virunga National Park, has died at 14 after a long illness, the park said. It is with heartfelt sadness that Virunga announces the death of beloved orphan mountain gorilla, the Khasi, who had been under the care of the park's Senkwekwe Center for more than a decade, a statement from the park said this week. The Khasi took her final breath in the loving arms of her caretaker and lifelong friend, Andre Bauma, said the statement, adding that she died on September 26 following a prolonged illness in which her condition rapidly deteriorated. The Khasi was just 2 months old when rangers found her clinging to the lifeless body of her mother, who had been gunned down by armed militia in 2007. Bauma comforted her that first night by holding her to his bare chest, and he continued caring for her since then. She was transferred to the Senkwekwe Center after its creation in 2009 and lived with other orphaned mountain gorillas, viewed as too vulnerable to return to the wild. The mountain gorilla's life was featured in shows and the documentary film Virunga, and she gained internet fame in 2019 for a photo that featured her standing relaxed on 2 feet, with her belly out next to another gorilla, Deze, and with another ranger in the foreground taking the selfie. "It was a privilege to support and care for such a loving creature," Bauma said in a statement. "It was the Khasi's sweet nature and intelligence that helped me to understand the connection between humans and great apes, and why we should do everything in our power to protect them." Bauma said he was proud to have called the Khasi a friend. "I loved her like a child, and her cheerful personality brought a smile to my face every time I interacted with her," he said in the statement. Virunga National Park in eastern Congo is home to some of the world's last mountain gorillas. Neighboring Rwanda and Uganda also have some of the mountain gorillas, and together their population is more than 1,000. Nearly 700 rangers in Virunga Park risk their lives to protect its wildlife in a region that has seen more than 2 decades of armed conflict and instability. 18 former NBA players were charged on Thursday with pocketing about $2.5 million illegally by defrauding the league's health and welfare benefit plan in a scam that authorities said involved claiming fictitious medical and dental expenses. The defendant's playbook involved fraud and deception, U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss told a news conference after FBI agents across the country arrested 15 ex-players and one of their wives in a 3-year conspiracy that authorities say started in 2017. According to an indictment returned in Manhattan federal court, the ex-players teamed up to defraud the supplemental coverage plan by submitting fraudulent claims to get reimbursed for medical and dental procedures that never happened. Strauss said prosecutors have travel records, email and GPS data that proves the ex-players were sometimes far from the medical and dental offices at the times when they were supposedly getting treated. In one instance, she said an ex-player was playing basketball in Taiwan when he was supposedly getting $48,000 worth of root canals and crowns on 8 teeth at a Beverly Hills, California dental office in December 2018. The indictment said the scheme was carried out from at least 2017 to 2020, when the plan, funded primarily by NBA teams, received false claims totaling about $3.9 million. Of that, the defendants received about $2.5 million in fraudulent proceeds. Strauss said each defendant made false claims for reimbursements that ranged from $65,000 to $420,000. In a statement, the NBA called the allegations particularly disheartening because the benefit plans provided by the NBA and the National Basketball Players Association are critically important to support players' health and well-being throughout their careers and post-retirement lives. "We will cooperate fully with the U.S. Attorney Office in this matter," the statement added. Michael J. Driscoll, the head of New York's FBI office, said the case demonstrated The FBI's continued focus on uncovering fraud scams that cost the healthcare industry tens of billions of dollars a year. Strauss said the conspiracy was led by Terrence Williams, who began his career as a first-round NBA draft pick in 2009. The indictment said he submitted $19,000 in fraudulent claims to the plan in November 2017 for chiropractic care. The claims led to a $7,672 payout for Williams. The indictment said he then recruited other former NBA players to defraud the plan and offered to provide fraudulent invoices from a chiropractor and dentist in Southern California and a wellness office in Washington State. At least 10 of the ex-players paid kickbacks totaling about $230,000 to Williams, according to the court papers. A lawyer who has represented Williams in the past declined to comment. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.